You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the only on-demand radio you'll ever need. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Men's must-haves. It's as simple as that. We have a health and wellness-based topic, and most of the time, you hear me talking, or a lot of women come and visit. But I want to hear the voices of our men, so I invited them to be with us here at the table to tell us about their passionate thoughts, their insights, their beliefs, their fears, their concerns, and solutions. With us at the table is Brother Bob Rand. Also with us at the table is Brother Malek Haru. We also have Brother Matt Miller and Brother Richard Hulse. Say hello, everybody.
Good evening.
Greetings.
More. Matt?
Hello, I'm here.
Richard?
Yeah, I'm right here with you.
I'm going to be calling your names a lot. A sister loves to call a man's name. What I want are your insights. I need to know, what are a man's must-haves? Let's start with Malek. I asked him to join us at the door. It's like, come here. And he said, sure. So, Brother Malek, what are your must-haves as a man?
Must-haves. My number one must-have is time of peace and quiet to study the scriptures.
Okay. I'm writing these down, so keep going. Brother Bob, what are your must-haves? Quickly.
I really don't have any must-haves.
I don't believe it.
Well, that's...
You are a successful man. You have made some strides, some efforts, no way. You have to have must-haves. You want me to come back to you?
Striving to please God.
Oh, what?
To carry myself in a Christ-like manner that others may see me and therefore understand that God is real.
Okay, that's a must-have. Brother Matt, what is a must-have for you?
You know what, Lydia? I've been very, very blessed. And, you know, I just love getting up every day and just taking every adventure on that comes in front of me. And I just enjoy the fact that I can take some goals and make them happen. And, you know, I just love it. And I'm a life lover, so it's really, really just simple for me just to get up every day and just be blessed and take on any challenges there. And I just enjoy life, and that I must have that great feeling about it every day.
Okay, so your must-have is that since you're a life lover, you're passionate about every aspect of your life, yes?
Everything's great. I really can't complain because it's the way you put it and you think about it every day. If you wake up negative, you're going to have a really negative day. But if you think, I'm going to have the best day in the world, you're going to have the best day in the world, and I do every single day.
Brother Richard, what are your must-haves?
What? Tranquility.
Tranquility.
Yes. Because you must have peace of mind and peace of self. And you always realize when you have that, life is always going to be good. And every day is a great day.
So true.
What'd you say?
I said, so true.
We got an agreement here. Brother Malek says it's so true. So what I'm hearing from all four of you is that you have to have peace and quiet. It's always God first. You're a life lover. in whatever aspect that is, and tranquility and peace of self are your must-haves. Now, you know I'm going to ask you, hey, I'm just going to remind everybody real quick, 1-877-932-9766, and you can tell us what your must-haves are. Join us. I love it when you call in and tell me what your insights are. I have three articles to share with you, gentlemen, so the conversation is going to keep going. What would keep you from having your peace and quiet, Brother Malek? What would yank your nerves that would keep you from having your peace and quiet?
You know, really, it's really the environment. I mean, when you have a noisy environment, part of that environment can be inside your own head. So you got to have peace and quiet within your own head. You got to have peace and quiet in your physical environment around you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about being still. And it's about turning inward, being introspective, reflecting. I think when we do that, we can make better decisions. We also tend to hurt fewer people as men.
Hurt? What do you mean hurt?
Well, a lot of people have been hurt by men. A lot of women have been hurt by men. A lot of children have been hurt by men. And a lot of that hurt has actually occurred as a result of men not stopping and turning inward and reflecting before they speak and act.
Now, one of the things I want you all to do, because men have a tendency to do this, when there's a woman around, they kind of give way for that woman to direct their conversation. Today, I want you to do what we used to do at my mama's table. Jump in there. If it gets chaotic, I'll slow it down. But I do hear what you're saying, that because of your own actions, other people are directly affected by those.
Yes.
So your peace and quiet is absolutely a must-have.
It's a must-have, yes.
Okay, Brother Bob, what would keep you from getting your must-have? And you said God first.
Well, I guess the best answer to that is that over a period of time, when you reach my age.
What's your age?
Well, we really don't have to.
If I were
a woman, I would be like you.
No, all women are not like that. I'm happy to tell anybody. I'm 61 and moving.
We can get on to the question, it's a matter of understanding that, you know, I have reached the point where I understand that in God's divine will, there is that of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
There is that of controversy,
mm-hmm.
That what we perceive to be perfect may not truly exist, because that's in our frame of mind. It's an absolute happiness. Oftentimes you wonder, and I saw a movie last night. It was called something about the best man's holiday.
Holiday, I remember.
And in it had several factors involved in it, but among them was, and I hope anyone has not seen the movie doesn't mind my speaking about it, but the wife of the football player died, and it was very tragic. And it seemed like everybody in the movie theater was crying. And yet when the beauty of it was, and the beauty of God, of understanding who and what God is when Harper, one of the characters, his wife had a baby. And the football player, who Harper and the football player had a conflict, the football player helped deliver this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the child was then named after the lady, or the football player's wife, after his wife. And it gave a pretty well a total understanding of the beauty and the greatness of God, which really encompasses all that these gentlemen have spoken about. When we find peace, we find peace when we find peace in our own mind. When we seek peace, when we understand that nothing in this world is perfect, and in that, we then understand there are going to be trials and tribulations.
So what is the thing that would keep you from your God-first attitude or your must-have? What's the one thing?
There is nothing that can keep me from my God-first.
Not even temptation?
Nothing.
Ooh.
Nothing keeps me from
tell me how you really feel.
God-first.
All right, then.
You know, because I understand that God is God. You see, the problem with most people, they don't understand that God is God.
Okay.
They think their God is a God. Most people's God is a God of convenience.
Well, we'll stop there and we'll continue there down the road, because got a feeling I'm going to need some God by the end of this conversation. Brother Matt, What is the one thing that would keep you from your must-have?
Boy,
because you are a life lover.
I am a life lover. I love my family. I love all my close friends. And
what would keep you from this lifestyle that you've chosen, your must-have? What would deter you? What do you think that would be?
I don't know. I don't have any skeletons in the closet. I do love Jesus Christ and God and everything that they're about. And, you know, there's nothing that can stand in front of him for sure. But I just love everything about my life because...
So you let nothing get ahead of your being a life lover and that which it would entail. You don't allow it.
I don't allow anything. I mean, it's because I don't go down that negative trail. You know, these people get negative, and they get the fear. And if you can stay positive, then nothing can keep you from anything.
Exactly.
Okay, you got some nods here with me here at the table. Well, Brother Richard, I want to know what your thoughts are. I want to know what would be a deterrent from your peace of self or that tranquility. What would impact that in a negative way? What would keep you from it?
Other negative people, really.
People?
Other negative people.
Other negative people.
Because at an early age, I became a peace of mind. I mean, at a very early age.
How old were you?
I was about 4 or 5.
4 or 5?
Yes.
And you went through puberty and all of that peaceful?
Peaceful.
When's your next book coming out? You laughing. I'm serious.
Well, growing up, having a peace of mind, you learn to listen to other people to see where they're coming. Because a lot of times, as you say, you want to follow your role model, you get to pick and choose who you follow and who you want to listen to.
Well, let me share this with you since we're talking about Men Speak, all right? Men Speak focuses on approaching topical subjects from the male perspective. The program is geared toward African-American men dealing with issues in modern society. Heard Wednesdays on TalkTainmentRadio.com. I thought that would be most appropriate to share, considering we are listening to the voices of our men. Brother Richard, did you finish your statement? I think I jumped in front of you.
Yes, because I'm saying being early on, you learn to be a good listener, and you get to pick and choose who your role models get to be. Because being exposed not only to one man, older man, you need to be exposed to many. Because you learn to experience in which direction you want to follow by having that peace of mind.
Now, Brother Malek here nodded his head and kind of signaled me that he has something on his mind. Why don't you share that with me?
Sure. I want to say we also have to be realistic. As men, we get mad. As human beings, we get angry.
No.
Exactly. We do get angry. We do have times when we lose our sense of peace. We do have times when we are pushed to the limit. The thing or the key is to return to the center. And the question I think we really need to know is how men get back to their center.
Why
if they're ever
there
in the first place.
This time, I'm going to tell everyone, in case you weren't with us at the table before, I always want to know where the solutions are for the issues that we discuss. And I don't want to leave a wound open. So if you're saying that, yes, we do get angry, I've had men to say, yes, I have an ego, and it gets in the way sometimes. Yes, I have been taught erroneously, and I've learned from that, and I've made changes. What's the solution for the anger? When's your book coming out?
Well, I got one.
We're going to get to that, too. But you tell me, because this may be a book right here.
Well, what I can speak for is myself and my own experience, my own process. And what I found personally is searching the scriptures and prayer. Now
that, you know a man is not going to embrace this.
Every man is not going to embrace it, and it took me a while. It took me a while to embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
And it took actually sitting at the feet of some wise elders who I did not realize were there.
Well, let me just do this real quick. All of you, Richard, Matt, Brother Bob, and you, right this minute, these particular series on This Is Libby is dedicated to the fact that you are the elders. For those who are listening, you are an elder. So this is an opportunity for you to let somebody get at your feet through, and you can reach them through their ears.
Well, that's good. That's good. I would say this. Take the time to search the scriptures. And that doesn't mean you have to be a holy roller. You don't have to go to church and turn somersaults down the aisle. If that's what you're going to do. That's another subject. But the thing is that from my dad, you know, my late father, Horace Columbus Neal, I learned from him by observing him. He had a lot of strength, a lot of power. He was extremely intelligent. Every time I went to his room, it seemed that I found him on his knees praying. Okay, and I did not understand that when I was a child. As an adult, especially as I approach middle age, I'm 49 now, I realized that that was the source of his mystique and his power. He searched the scriptures and he prayed. And he told me to do that. He taught me to do that. I resisted him as a young man. As I matured and started to do it, I found myself solving problems better. I found myself making better judgment, making better decisions. I found myself just simply moving through life with more peace and more understanding.
So, Matt Miller, am I hearing you thinking out loud?
I'm thinking out loud for sure.
Okay, then say what it is you're thinking, because I picked you up.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I'm just...
Go ahead.
You know, I really feel like... You know, I know, like you said, we get angry and stuff, but we got to be able to just get, we need, you know, I used to let that stuff bother me years ago, but life is so short, and we are so blessed to be on this earth and to wake up every day and to be in this beautiful country. Look what's happening all over the world. And I look at people that are crippled up and people with disease and maimed, just to be able to talk to you on the radio makes us blessed, because there's so many people out there that don't even know who they are. And so we got to think every day about how blessed we are and how we can't let those little things bother us, because look at all the problems out there in the world today and how many people are diseased and crippled up. I really feel like I've been blessed and that I just need to try and be there for everybody that comes in my path.
Now, how do we get our young people in particular to come to a place where you are, to recognize what being blessed is? Because, see, I'm going to put myself in the shoes of somebody who doesn't know. You know what you sound like to me? La, 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 la. Because we hear it a lot, Bob. What I want you to do is nail this for me. How do I get to that place? Brother Malek says that his father was a mentor for him, and he saw him on his knees. A lot of these kids don't see folks on their knees. What is it that you would tell them to bring them to where you are right now? Because this is a life-saving thing you're getting ready to say to somebody.
You know, I put somebody in the car and take them for a ride over on the other side of town, and I show them what these people are dealing with every day.
What if they already live on the other side of town?
Well, then what we got to do is take them to the other side of town and show them what they could be doing if they would just get their mind right and start, you know, getting, I mean, we got to get them off the couch. You know, I got a guy the other day said, I ain't got a job, I got a job. I said, grab a rake, go out and rake some leaves. You know, go out and do something. Get off the couch. These guys don't nowadays are waiting for it to happen. You got to make it happen. You got to tell them.
So your message is to make it happen. Your instruction is don't just talk about it, think about it, wish about it, pray about it. Make it happen. Correct?
You got to get up and go, yeah. And these guys that want to lay around, these guys, well, I'm waiting for a phone call.
Okay, hold on, because this is so good. The only on-demand radio you'll ever need, TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. And the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Stay right there. Some good stuff right here coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Oh, 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 oh.
where you go.
Download the new Talktainment Radio app to your Android, iPhone, or tablet. Now you can take us wherever you go, and it's free. Download today. The world's greatest radio, radio, the way it should be heard.
Did you know that people born from 1945 through 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems. If you were born during these years, the CDC now recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C, so talk to your doctor and find out if you have hepatitis C. It could save your life. No more.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Food for thought.
I had to go a few days without hot water due to a natural gas leak in my home, and it started me to thinking about all the things many of us take for granted. It also brought to mind the millions of people in this world living without any running water. Forget about it being hot. So many people struggle to just survive every day, including some of our neighbors. And we complain about being inconvenienced when those things we take for granted are not available. I, for one, have decided to spend less energy complaining and more time and effort helping those lacking the things I take for granted. There are many agencies and organizations in need of assistance and donations to help others. For tips and resources on how to donate your time, money, or goods wisely to local, national, and international charities, visit the website charitynavigator.org, your guide to intelligent giving.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
This is Satin of the Satin Hour from your only on-demand radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com. I'm asking you to make a donation to help the youth of Mind for God production bring the sage gifts of love to Isabel Ridgeway Care Center in Columbus, Ohio. Call 614-302-6681. That's 614-302-6681. Or Mind for God Productions LLC at AOL.com to make your donation today. Thank you.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the only on-demand radio you'll ever need. That's radio the way it should be heard. The world's greatest radio. I'm Libby, and you're listening to This Is Libby. And with us here at the table is Brother Bob Rand, Brother Richard Holt, Brother Matt Miller, and Brother Malek Haru. Now, we've been talking about men's must-haves, and what has happened is it has evolved into more like that which you need to get your must-haves. So, considering that, you can join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766 and join us. Brother Matt, thank you, because your insight was wonderful. And the last thing that I heard you say that rang true in my ears was, make it happen. Did you finish your concepts, or you want to go a little further?
Just nobody's going to do it for you. You know, they got that mentality that they're going to get taken care of. And unfortunately, that's the way our society is. Everybody thinks, well, I'm just going to lay home. They're going to take care of me. You're not going to get anywhere. We got to make sure that they understand that they got to go out and make it happen. Unless you tell them, hey, this is the way it's going to be. You're just going to be barely getting by, or you can make it happen. I know a lot of people that went out and made themselves multimillionaires on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And how they do that is by going out and making it happen and not waiting for it to happen. But we got to encourage people to get up and go. You know, I talked to a guy 6 months ago. I said, go out and do some yard work. Now it's turned into he's got three or four places he works because he couldn't get a job. He had a little stickler on his record. And I said, go out and do something. And I got helped him get a lawnmower and some rakes. And he goes out and he's cutting 5 yards now. Now he's getting some raking business. He's already got people lined up for taking care of their sidewalks when it snows. And now people are calling him to come over and change light bulbs, furnace filters, and the guy's doing great.
You know that
we got to guide him into that direction. They can't just sit around.
Absolutely. I like to interject here. You just hit the nail on the head when you said we got to guide them in that direction. And what I see here, the difference between this man and, say, another man, is that someone made an investment in him. They did not just point the finger of condemnation at him or disaffirm him for being inactive, but they showed him what could be done and then made an investment in him as a vote of confidence. And that can make all the difference in the world for a young man, especially one who is dejected and has a sense of disaffirmation based on stereotypes, based on negative information, negative images, and a lifetime of perhaps negative role models.
Brother Richard, you have been quiet too long. Come on, give me your ideas.
Well, as you well know, one of my last conversations I didn't catch up to that show is that I that's what the statement is, the idea is greater than the deed. I mean, we're all running around with a lot of great ideas, but as Matt pointed out, there's very few of them that goes out and do the deed. And we have to get back to doing that again, because here in this country, we've got a lot of great ideas, but we're shipping the deed everywhere else, and it has to start here at home.
So give me an idea of a great idea and a small deed. I tell you what, this is what we can do. Anybody can be a dreamer, right? So we dream of having that job, as Matt said. We dream about getting those big checks. But if it doesn't happen, then is that a good analogy? Is that a really good one? Great idea, make a bunch of money. But Mr. Matt, I can't get a job. And yet the deed appears to be smaller simply because it is a lawn business. But do you know how many companies make money because of lawn businesses? The biggest lawn business that I know of is Monsanto. Am I right? Everybody laughed at that. Brother Bob, what are your insights on this? Just need to know.
Well, I don't, as a minister, it's my job to offer people solutions, not simply to tell them to go out and do something. And I'm not condemning that concept. What I'm really trying to say is this. Number one, in order to be productive, one of the greatest things about Jesus Christ was that he was an example. He was an example to the people. He was an example to his disciples. He created a situation in which disciples could believe in what he was teaching. And so one of the things I do is I teach people that they must understand clearly without any doubt, this is about do not surrender power of someone else. Do not surrender power of allowing people to have power over you. So when you become angry at people, this is exactly what you're doing. You're giving them power over you. You ever go to the mirror and look at the mirror and think about someone who's done something to you and you become tremendously mad? This is surrendering power. So you never surrender power. The other thing is, as was said earlier, you must form a I can do attitude. An attitude that even though I'm at stage one here,